America, and welcome back. Hey, it's me, Jazz McKay, right here at the big old 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR. And I can't say enough good things about that doggie that was just in here.
That was the cutest.
Jenny, she
man.
Was just
I
the
love that dog.
Sweetest little thing. I'm telling you, 6 years old, full grown, 13 pounds, mutt, by the way. Mm-hmm. I asked Angela what she might be mixed with. She said, well, she's got some Chihuahua in
there. Yeah, you can see that.
And I guess you can see it, yeah, but she's better
bigger.
Than a Chihuahua.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
a lot bigger yeah. and better than Chihuahua. And I would, and you could, I mean, I'm telling you right now, you'll never see this dog yipping or yapping or snipping or any of that kind of stuff. This is such a great dog. And I wanted to mention her one more time. If you go to my Facebook page or Lugnut Larry's Facebook page, you'll find the video that we shot of her here, and you're going to fall in love with this dog, Jenny. And once again, her kennel ID number is A08461 70. Dr. Mensink with us this afternoon. Doc, how are you, brother?
I saw that dog, and it's actually a pretty nice dog.
Isn't that a sweetheart? She is so nice.
Yeah, it's funny, but dogs have personalities. And this one
they really
nice
do.
One.
They
yeah,
really
just,
do.
It's just a short interaction, you know. Just yeah.
As soon as I saw her when she came in the door, I was just like, now this is going to be a good dog.
Yeah.
It's just the look on their faces, you can tell. You've been following the hurricanes?
Yes, isn't it? It's terrible, I suppose.
Yeah. I had to turn my head off this whole weekend and didn't watch anything other than just crappy TV shows that I like. But, you know, I got back up to speed last night and this morning.
It's bad.
Yeah. It is bad.
I have a cousin who's in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, my.
I called her up just before the hurricane. They're getting ready to evacuate to Orlando. They got up to Orlando. There comes the hurricane after them.
It followed them there.
Oh, my gosh.
It followed them there.
But, I it's sad.
It really is. And I watch these idiots out surfing. Or the two guys out on the boat. They decided they were going to take their boat out into the middle of the storm. And they ended up having to be rescued. And I think about that, and then I think about people like your cousin who have sense enough to get out of there.
Well, you know, Jess, I mean, there's something innately human about wanting to help people in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
But the hard part is people who are idiots. Well, I care if I say that too loud, but there are people that don't follow the rules, okay?
Right.
And then get in trouble, and then they want us to spend a pile of money
and put other people's lives on the line
exactly.
in rescuing
you know,
them. Sure.
And I don't have an easy answer for that. You know, I don't. One thing else I found out that was interesting, I didn't realize this. Apparently in British Virgin Islands, mm-hmm. I mean U.S. Virgin Islands, all right, the governor apparently banned guns, had everybody turn their guns in the first 2 days before the storm. Apparently, Jazz, from what I understand, in Florida, they have a law that 2 days before the hurricane, during the hurricane, 2 days after, everybody gets an automatic concealed weapon carry permit, so that you can carry.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, and apparently the governor did it was done years ago, so that during these emergency times, number one, they can carry their weapons with them without any fear of reprimission.
Right.
And number two, they feel it will cut down the amount of what we call looting and things like that.
Yeah,
a lot of these people, they're afraid to leave because they're afraid they're going to
lose exactly. Everything they're going to lose everything they
because
have
of a looting. All right, so it's two radically different views of how to go.
Take
about
the guns
it,
away from all the law-abiding citizens in the Virgin yeah. Islands, and then yeah, give
and,
everybody.
By the way, and apparently they're having terrible looting problems there, but it's sad. But there's two different philosophies. You know, the preparedness is Jazz is a philosophy, I believe. All
mm-hmm.
right, the important thing is I mean the classic example is you know guns, guts, and butter. You know what I mean? That idea of preparedness, but preparedness is more a lifestyle and an attitude. It's a lifestyle. I look at preparedness as a way of number one helping my family, my wife, and my kids or those mm-hmm. around with me. All right. Number two, helping my neighbors and friends who are in trouble if
yeah.
it happens, all right? It's more of a philosophy of what to do. And if you take that attitude, it doesn't become onerous, all right? The second issue is that there's a lot of training that we can do. Maybe we'll go over, I thought we'd talk about preparedness stuff this morning or this afternoon. There's a lot of simple things that we can do that are really easy, all right, that are not expensive. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars, all right, on buying, you know, these fancy freeze-dried fruits or, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right, all the survival foods.
Yeah, all the survival stuff. You can spend a pile of money and still not be a survivalist, or I don't know if it's the right word to say, but still not do what you want to do, all right? It doesn't have to be expensive to do this, mm-hmm. all right? And it's an attitude. Having extra water around, you know, or the first time that something bad happens, you know, fill a bathtub with water and have, you
this
know, and
is so, simple so much. And Larry and I were talking about this, and maybe you've heard Rush talking about it last week and the week before, that, you know, when they run out of water, okay, there's no water. Bull, it's in your tap.
Yeah.
Fill up your bathtub. We always did that when I lived in New Orleans or in Miami, when we have tropical storms or hurricanes.
They have simple, there's something called the life straw. It's a little straw. It's dirt cheap. You can buy it on the web or Amazon, you know. And probably, I don't know, the survival, or not the survival schools, but the, you know, places you buy baseball bats, some of those kind of stores.
Sporting goods.
I'm sure you buy it there. But you can buy a little survival straw. There's a couple bucks that you can drink almost anything and get good, clean water out of it that's potable. There's cheap ways to do it. You don't have to spend thousands of dollars in the most fancy Berkeley, you know, or Berkey, you know, water system kind of thing. There's cheap ways of doing it for families that doesn't cost very much. Food, you can, it doesn't have to be expensive. You can buy, you know, rice, beans, you know, things like that that are dirt cheap to buy, mm-hmm. instead of spending thousands of dollars on these prep things, all right, that, you know, these dried foods, all this kind of stuff. And I'm not against that. If you've got the money, be my guest, spend that money. But for the normal people, why not just have a little bit extra? And it doesn't, instead of buying that cup of coffee every week, all right, or every day that you're going to buy, why not spend that $2.50 or $3 on every day, just a little bit extra, you know, to food for your wife.
Food supplies, yeah.
Food supplies, all right? Now, you don't buy, you know, you buy things that are easy to use, all right? You don't want to buy a lot things that you can't use, all right? But as long as you have a good cooking source to cook things.
That's another thing, too. I was just going to say, you want to have some kind
of
something
that's simple to cook, you know, and it could be as simple as a wood fire or in a pot, or it could be as simple, you know, fancy as a propane stove with an extra tank or two of propane that you saved up kind of thing. But it doesn't have to cost a lot of money. That's the important thing. If you look at another thing, FEMA makes a big thing on their website, just posting emergency numbers for the family members. And it's crazy, but when emergencies happen, people don't think. They even forget to call 911. You know what I mean? They don't think of all these numbers. Number two is that there are emergency numbers for you and your family to have. You know, like, have you talked to your kids and family if you get separated and a bad disaster happens? Where do we all meet?
That's exactly.
Does everybody have grandma's
exactly
number,
right.
Or is it going to be grandma, or where are we going
to
go?
You've got to have a plan in regards to where you say, you know, your wife is at the hairdresser and you're at work and your kids are in school. You've got to be able to get back together at some point.
What happens? And then you want to think a little bit on the types of disaster. You know, and the simplest is, you know, I kind of look at it. Are you prepared for 3 days of no power and something bad happening?
Mm-hmm,
all right,
mm-hmm.
That's short and simple. All right. And that doesn't take very much to do. But if you have these emergency numbers, you have a plan set up with your kids so that they know if something happens, this is what happens, and this is where you go, or this is who you call. All right, and you should have somebody local and outside the state, you know, or outside the area, you know, that can do that. But that doesn't cost anything, Jazz. That's a little bit of training.
You know what you got to. You know what else I would advise people to do is to keep all of this stuff. All of these prepared, whether it's food or you know, the stove, or I would keep it all together.
It's called a bug out bag.
The bug out bag, exactly. Mm. Very good, very good. The bug out bag, for instance, you keep everything down. I was thinking about a car charge, a phone charger for your car.
Yeah. In fact, they, you know, they. I think they. In fact, I've seen them. In fact, I've seen them at Costco. But you can buy little. I don't know, they're about the size of an iPad.
Phone charger.
A phone charger, a little thing you put in the sun to charge your phone. most of us don't think of it. They don't cost that much extra money kind of thing to do it if the power's off. Another thing is that we've talked about safe spots in each type of disaster, but you want to have talk to your wife and your kids. Where, you know, if this kind of disaster happens, where do we go? What do we do? If this kind of disaster happens, what do we do? You know, is it grandma's over in Texas that we call and see, or is it the friend down the street? What do you do for these kind of things, especially with kids and your wife? And you need to have some kind of plan. That's the big idea.
Exactly.
Did have a question about water. Somebody had called in. How long does water last?
That's a good question.
Larry, that water will last forever. Let's talk about a little bit about water, all right? There are simple ways and expensive ways to save water. I mean, if you buy, you see these bottles of water that everybody's buying, they're charging $80. They're gouging people with. But that will last forever. Well, not forever, but I mean for over.
Well, it depends on where you keep it, because if you leave it in the sun, that plastic will deteriorate over time.
That is true, by the way. The number two is you can buy take any water. From your tap kind of thing.
Yeah, store that.
Put it in a clean, safe, dry, cool place. And if you put 3 to 5 drops of bleach, just bleach that you buy in the grocery store, in that, that'll keep it for years and keep it sterile.
Is that right?
All right. But you don't have to spend a lot of money for water. And probably water is the most important thing. I'm a strong believer that, spend a couple bucks and buy these survival straws. So that if
the water is contaminated in some way,
you're not going to get in trouble, kind of thing.
Or dirty. We'll take a break. Come right back. More with Dr. Mensink on preparedness. This is KNZR.
Be seen and be heard. The L Certified by Lexus Full Collection sales event has arrived, featuring an unlimited mileage L Certified warranty and complimentary maintenance plan.
For a limited time, get special offers on select pre-owned models.
See Motor City Lexus of Bakersfield.
Not all customers will qualify. Offer ends October 31st. Time restrictions pursuant to L-certified warranty and maintenance plan apply. See your Lexus dealer for details.
As a homeowner, there's a few things that I can fix or work on myself, but the one thing that I'll leave entirely up to the professionals is the electrical stuff. So when I needed some work done in one of my bathrooms, I did what I always do. I asked my Facebook friends for a good electrician. Several of them suggested Electrical Power Services Incorporated, or EPSI. When I checked out their website, I thought to myself, man, there's just no way. These guys are an industrial electrical company. I can't call them for a bad outlet. But I did. And sure enough, not only do I now have a great electrician for myself, but one I can recommend to my friends too. These guys do it all, from residential to commercial, overhead lines, oil field work, instrumentation and controls. They even do those dadgum windmills. You can count on Electrical Power Services Incorporated to do quality work at a great price. So call them today, 396-0907. That's 396-0907. Or Google EPSI Bakersfield. That's EPSI Bakersfield. And tell them Jazz sent you.
Grammy Award-winning Peter Cetera, the voice of a generation. September 28th, the Tachi Palace Hotel and Casino. Performing his hits. And his hits with Chicago. Reserved seats are on sale now at Tachi's Hotel Gift Shop or at TachiPalace.com. Peter Cetera, live.
Too cold or too hot, give Holders a shot. Holders.
The summer heat is here. Don't get stuck in it. Get your home ready for the heat this season and call Holders Heating and Air. Get your air conditioner serviced with their 20-point inspection. Count on Holders Heating and Air to keep your family safe and comfortable in this Kern County heat. Need a new unit? Give Holders Heating and Air a call at 864-1925 and ask about their free gift with a new unit. Call 864-1925 to get your 20-point inspection on your unit. With maintenance, you'll save money on your bill. Holders Heating and Air, locally owned and operated. Don't be stuck in the summer heat. Call Holders Heating and Air today, 864-1925. That's 864-1925.
Too cold or too hot, give Holders a shot. Holders. Holders.
KNZR.
Chaz McKay.
On 1560 AM and 97.7 FM KNZR.
Let me ask you a question. When it comes to stocking up food, what are your thoughts on your basic pork and beans, for instance, and things like that?
Well, I think two things, Jazz.
I know you're not processed foods, and you don't get along.
Hold on. Whoa. Let's start over. I think processed foods are bad for you, but. But for emergency things, I think canned goods are very, very good. Yeah. Now, there's some issues of how long you keep them, and if a can is dented or buckled, you shouldn't use them, all that kind of stuff that we know. You sort of get botulism and all these other crazy things. But there's two issues. It number one is, what are you preparing for? Is this a three-day to two-week issue? Mm-hmm. Is this a 6 months issue? Is this the end of the world kind of thing? You know, where we got to start over, and you need to have, you know, you need to plant a garden or something. You know what I mean? It depends what you're looking for, but. The more important, maybe we should just divert a little bit. More important, Jazz, than supplying food. And I personally think everybody should have a couple of weeks of emergency supplies, water, food, things like that. Learn how to turn the gas off. Teach your wife how to turn the water off, turn the gas off, turn the electricity. Yeah. Make sure the kids know how to do it. Have the wrench,
the key to turn the water on and off.
It costs next to nothing.
And know where that is. Everybody should anyway.
So the kids know how to do it. The wife knows how, and they know where the tools are to do that. You know what I mean? Spend a little time. That alone can save your house from burning down. You know what I mean? Or flooding out. The other thing that's important, Jazz, when you talk about emergencies like this, I'm a strong believer. If you're going, talk to your insurance agent and review your insurance, because it's so often. I see a lot of people in the office that come in with emergencies, and it's been 15 years since they've looked at their insurance policies.
Right.
All right. And there are very, in fact, we advertise on this station, you know, some are very good insurance people, but there are very, you want to talk to your agent, find out what you need and what you don't. Because there's times in your life you don't need certain insurance. All right, the insurance company or agent always wants to sell you more. Mm. But there's things you may not need, and then you can save and shift more to priority of this or that or whatever kind of thing. But you want to at least go over that so you have a good idea instead of having the injury or the loss to occur, and then you go, oh my gosh. Do you follow what I'm saying?
That's the best advice anyone's given me in a long time. I just thought about something.
Yeah.
In regards to that.
Have an agent that becomes your friend. I use a State Farm guy over on, what's his name now? But very good. I can call him up anytime, Jazz, and say, this is what I'm thinking. Or if I have had him call me up and say, you need to think about this, or you don't need this anymore, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Laura advertises for a company Charpentier?
Yeah, right.
Good people, fantastic. They have a phenomenal reputation. You want an agent like that. I don't know if you have to use them kind of thing, but you want to find an agent who has your best interest in mind, all right? And then talk to them and say, what do I need, all right? Just do it and make a conscious effort.
That's a great idea, because I just thought of something. I know where all my paperwork is, but if something's happened and my house is in rubble because of an earthquake, where am I going to find the paperwork? I need to dig that up and put that somewhere special.
That goes on. In fact, the second two lines from now on, what we're going to talk about is have your documents backed up.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a strong believer that it's good to have set of documents. You know, there's the important things. There's a lot of it, who cares kind of thing.
Right.
But your important things, you want backups for it. So in case everything, you know, and it shouldn't be in your home, or it should be somewhere else, or with friends, or with, you know, mom and dad, or grandpa and grandma, or something like that. But it's good to have. It doesn't take that much. It's really, you know, a little file, maybe an inch thick, a bunch of paperwork. Your marriage certificate, you know, a bunch of your business licenses, different things like that. So if something bad happens, your house burns down, where do I go? Do you follow what I'm saying?
No kidding.
Yeah. Just having a copy of your insurance policy can save a pile of grief.
Boy, howdy. No kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we don't think of that. Another thing that I put on my list, it's simple, is, you know, we just having a fire. You know what I mean? I've had two fires in my life, and it scares me. But many people don't even know how to use a fire extinguisher, Jazz.
Yeah.
They don't even realize that you should shoot this flame or this fire retardant at the base of the fire, not in the top of the fire. You know what I mean? Just simple things like this.
Well, you don't always see, they're always thinking about that stuff. I think when you're in an emergency situation, I mean, you and I, you know, we've been carry concealed weapons permit holders for quite some time. We go through the training. We're prepared for that. But when was the last time you went through training to put out a fire in your house?
Well, or more than that. How about first aid training? It doesn't take that much. You know, I continue to see people come into the office. We do more in the office than most urgent care. So we have people walking with lacerations. We have people walking with heart attacks, sad to say. But you know, just emergencies, all right? But you can tell right away if somebody has had basic training. And it's not that much to learn about basic first aid things, how to stop bleeding, what to do about this, that, those kind of things. It's very easy. It doesn't cost very much. In fact, I would be willing to bet there's free classes in the community. I don't really know where they are, but I would be willing to bet if you look for it.
There's probably a Red Cross that does that sort of thing. Sure.
The other thing is smoke detectors. They don't cost very much. You can buy them for $10-$15, Jazz. How many people are doing that?
I love smoke detectors because of what they're supposed to do. It's when they do what they're not supposed to do, which is when they go off in the middle of the night for no freaking reason.
Well, we had a problem.
That's just beep.
Talk about it. It's not really funny, but it's look at
that. That's when you get the broom and you just beat the crap out of it.
Well, you know, in our office we have these cameras, we have motion detectors, all these fancy things. All right, and and for us it's kind of it's important because if we have to call, we've also had these emergency buttons. We push them and within 45 seconds the police are there. Guns drawn kind of thing. If there's any stick up or anything like that. But anyhow, it's quite a few months ago now. We had in a space of 3 weeks we had 6 alarms go off in the middle of the night. And it's a big mess. You know what was wrong, Jazz?
What?
There was an earwig that had crawled up into one of the detectors.
I knew you were going to say something like that.
There was, oh my gosh, a little bug.
Set off the motion detectors.
And we couldn't figure it out. All right. And finally, they saw about an earwig. that earwig cost me a lot of money.
You know what set off my smoke detector once in the old house that we used to live in? Are you ready for this? Fire ants. Off the smoke detector.
Oh,
ants.
My gosh.
It started going off and I couldn't figure it out. And I'm looking up at the ceiling and all of a sudden I see all of these ants coming out of there. And son of a gun, the smoke detector thought the fire ants was fire.
Interesting. Another thing that's important, and when you're thinking about a prepared lifestyle, do you follow what I'm saying? That's really what we're talking about, is you want to have a little bit extra supplies of what you're using. Number two is you want to... I'm a strong believer in trying to get out of debt and having a little bit of emergency cash on hand.
Mm-hmm.
You would be surprised what happens with people they have no reserves and something like this hurricane comes. And if most people are living on the edge, Jeff, sad to say, our economy has not been good. Sure. You know that as well as I do. People are hurting. There's something called shadow stats. I'm sure you've heard of it. Shadow stats is very interesting. In fact, you can Google shadow stats, but I haven't looked at it for about a year, but Shadow Stats is a group of statisticians from Harvard University.
I do know about this,
All right? And they essentially, for 100 years, they've been doing statistics all around the world for different ways. A year ago, and I haven't looked at recently, but a year ago, Jazz, if you looked at our unemployment rate today, all right, at Shadow Stats, the unemployment rate was 26%, 2% higher than the highest it was in the Great Depression, in the 1930s, when it was 24%.
Mm.
We don't have bread lines and soup kitchens today because we have EBT cards.
Right.
Literally. But
exactly.
I tell people, these are tough times. If you're making it today, you are doing just as good as those people in the 30s.
When the disaster hits, and it's not a question of if, let's be honest, with us it's fire, flood, earthquake. When the disaster hits, if all your money is in the bank, you're right, you don't have any cash on you. The ATMs aren't working.
It's not going to work. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you, Jazz. It's not going to help.
Well, on the other hand, too, isn't it better to be prepared also with raw materials such as silver or possibly gold?
If you can afford it, sure. Sure. I think there's a saying that gold and silver are like fire insurance to your economic plan. You know what I mean? And it's true. Most people, Jazz, cannot afford gold. And just be honest with it. Okay, I mean, you know, how many gold coins do you have? Seriously.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Most people can't. But a little bit of silver, a little bit of junk silver, it doesn't cost very much. I think it's well worth it. If you, you know, if your other things are prepared, sure, my goodness, yes. Yeah. My
have some of that on
having the emergency fund. The other thing, probably more important, Jazz, I really wanted to emphasize is I believe, and I'm a strong believer, that more important than all of these preparations that you can do is having a community, a sense of community with your community.
Absolutely.
All right? There is more important than anything else having a sense of community with the community.
Know your neighbor.
Know your neighbors. Know who they are. Be friends with them. Don't be fighting with them. You know what I mean? Patch up the differences. You know, start up a community watch of, or whatever. I don't care what you do. But the bottom line is that community, when it's all said and done, if everything goes to hell in a handbasket, community is more important than every other preparation you've ever done, from my perspective. Community makes it. This is several years ago, but when Argentina went down the tubes, all right? And it was disastrous, sort of like these just terrible messes down there. And there's a guy, somebody sent me this on the web, but a guy that talked about that experience. He would live through it. And he made this very wise comment. I thought it was very, but he talked about what happened. And it wasn't those people that, you know, had the biggest guns and the biggest stockpiles of food and all that. In the long run, what saved people's butts was community. Mm-hmm. If they were trying to do it as a Lone Ranger, it didn't work.
It doesn't work.
Community.
I can say that is absolutely true because my neighbors, well, yesterday, for instance, one of my neighbors came over and fixed my truck for me.
Yeah.
It would even have broken down on Friday, and I had to have it towed home. And he came over to help me fix it. And by God, it was something simple, something easy. Yep. And bada boom, bada bang, he fixed it.
I'm a strong believer in community, Jazz. A strong, strong believer. The last thing I wanted to mention is that when you live in this attitude of community and this attitude of being prepared, all right, and you live in this attitude of wanting to be of value to other people, all right? What happens, and it's hard to put into words, but your body language changes. Mm-hmm. You no longer have this victim philosophy and body language, so that if something happens, you become less of a target. And it's hard to put into words, but people don't understand that. But if you live this life of a little bit of preparedness, it doesn't have to be much. You have a sense of community. You have a sense of I can make it. Your body language changes. And what they've done studies on this, Jazz, they're the people that survive.
Right.
People are afraid to rob them or do this or that. Because it's something you can't put into words. Your body language changes. And it's something we don't think of. We don't think of it, Jazz, as something important, your body language.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Let's get Tim in here real quick. Tim, welcome to the Jazz McKay Show. Tim, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. What's up, Jazz?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, it might be a little off topic, but I had a question out of the box. I've been waiting for him. So.
Go right ahead.
Hey, there's a supplement out. I heard him talking about it, eating berries and it being good for your, you know, platelets. There's a supplement called Vital Red, and I was wondering if that had any beneficial value. I know my wife drinks it every day.
Sure, and there's beet supplements, there's Texas Superfoods.
There's a bunch of them. Yeah.
Tim, here's what we do know. We know that the pycnogenols, which are in these like blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, things like these kind of things, are phenomenal. And there's these phenomenal case reports of cleaning out people's arteries, just phenomenal stuff. I mean, it's putting the cardiology world just saying, oh my gosh, these case reports. We have proven, angiograph proven, resolution of all these cardiac cripples, their coronary artery blockages from taking high-dose pycnogenol. I am not as a philosophy, Tim, I am not a fan of spending. You can spend a pile of money on these things, all right, $60, $80 a month, all right. I don't know that they're bad. But I think you would be much better off changing your lifestyle to eat more fresh fruits and fresh vegetables. You know, this morning I got up and I had a little handful of blueberries. All right, that's part of my regular routine. You know what I mean? I had a little handful of blueberries. I think that is more important than buying, Vital Reds or whatever.
You know, I can say this: if you shop at the 99-cent stores, you'll find for a dollar a box of blueberries or a box of raspberries or my favorite, blackberries. A dollar. Do you know how much you pay at the Vaughn's or the Albertsons for that same little package?
Sure, yes.
It's almost $3 or more. So stock up on those berries the doctor's talking about. And I'm not getting reimbursed by the 99-cent store for this. But I think that's the best deal on fresh fruit you can find is at the 99-cent store. I appreciate the call. Take care, Tim. Doc, thanks for being with us. Once again, it's Dr. Mensink to practice. Go to drmensink.com. That's drmensink.com. Doc, thanks for being with us. Excellent topic today. I really enjoyed that.
Interesting, yeah.
Really was.
Interesting.
We'll be right back with more of the Jazz McKay Show on KNZR.
Baker Tilly police found a 16-year-old girl reported as a runaway unharmed Sunday. She was reported missing last Thursday.